Hey guys, it's your co-host, Khaled. I'm really happy that you guys are listening to today's episode of the Servitude Podcast. If you enjoy this show as much as I do, make sure to press that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. We talk about a lot of exciting things, so make sure you don't miss out. And if you really enjoy this podcast, why not recommend it to your friends? Maybe they will like it too. So stay tuned and enjoy.
People always talk about not being afraid to take risks, to fail. But very few talk about what it means to start something, what it takes to try something new, and of course, what role failure has in all of this. Falling down and getting back up. Up next on the Servitude Podcast. Everybody, welcome back to episode 4, I believe, of the Servitude Podcast. I'm your host, Yassine, and along with me is your co-host, Khaled. Khaled, how's it going?
It's going good, man. It's going good. I mean, now that we're trying out the video, it's kind of exciting, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully now you guys get to put a face to the name. Khaled, how's your week been? Has it been good? Anything special happened this week?
You know, it's been just busy, the usual college apps and homework and fantasy football losing and, you know, just the usual.
Did you lose this week by zero?
I lost by 0.5 points. Okay, not even one that full point. By 0.5 points.
That is the funniest thing. I mean, I obviously don't do that bad in fantasy football. Absolutely crushed my opponent by 90 points. Sure. Dude, it was 100 and no, it was 200.
Yeah, when Mahomes dropped 74 points, it's sent to help out.
Yeah, I mean, this week right now is not very good for me because my opponent already, Aaron Rodgers put up 60 points already or something like that. That's gonna be kind of rough. I mean, we'll see how it goes, I guess. But in the meanwhile, nothing really special has been happening. So I think before we go into the break, I think let's just let people know what we're talking about today. So today we're basically just going to be talking about falling down and getting back up. I guess that's the title, but really it's about what it means to try something new. And because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people kind of tell you it's okay, great, it's great to take risks, you know, go ahead and take risks and all that. But they never tell you what it means to actually go ahead and try those risks or try something completely new that you've never done, that you've never done before. They always tell you try something comfortable, but try to expand on that in itself, which is great. But I feel trying new stuff is also really important because that's how you kind of find out what you really love and what you're really passionate about. I mean, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's always risks. They always tell you get out your comfort zone and whatnot. But it's, you know, what do I try, or is this, you know, should I even try this? It's always the idea of, as I say, getting out of your comfort zone is probably the hardest obstacle one can overcome when trying to try something new. So I guess that's what we're going to be unpacking today.
All right, guys, welcome back to our main segment of today, falling down and getting back up. And as you guys could see, trying something new, it literally could be anything. And so we're going to be talking about what it takes to, learn or to try something new in general. So I think the first thing that we can do, should we try to, let's phrase, I guess, this, what it would look like in terms of the, in our daily lives. What's something new that you've tried maybe in the past year, in the past couple of years, or something that you remember that you've maybe was not something that was in your comfort zone, something that you've never even thought of doing that you just decided to give it a whirl?
I mean, actually a lot of things. obviously, first thing, I think 10th grade, 2 years ago, where I took the piano lab in school and kind of, you know, had to give that off to my guy, Yasin. But that was something completely new. Never learned an instrument before, nothing like that. That was one of the things. But very recently, it's kind of getting into the whole marketing and development sides of, you know, with help and whatnot, basically trying to record videos or trying to come up with marketing plans and kind of generating ideas with a team and everything that goes within it. So really trying to, you know, adjust to a team and trying to think of ideas that can help generate an actual like future for the company is something that, you know, I'd never had experience with before. It's just something you directly jump into it and then start learning as you go. You know, you read online, you read books or whatever. There's always classes about social media marketing and development, like Coursera and Code Academy and all those different platforms that you can learn from. And it's just, you know, you take like a leap of faith and you start learning and you start improving at the same time. And now, you know, I wouldn't say I'm amazing at it or like an expert, but I think I've gotten better than mm-hmm. where I started off. So yeah, that's just within the past year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Actually, I think let's just like focus on like one of those sure. Things. So like maybe, I mean, which one do you want to like kind of try to dissect first? Your choice. Like they're all your experiences.
Let's talk about the social media then.
Social media. Okay. Yeah. So first off, like I just wanted to ask you. So what was kind of before going to social media? Did you have social media marketing, right? Like marketing on social media.
Social media marketing.
You didn't really have any experiences with that. Did you even have like any like? Were you even thinking about that something that you want to try beforehand, or was that something that like you just realized like maybe a couple weeks before? Yeah. Like that's something. Yo, this is what you gotta. We need someone to do this, and you just volunteered. Like what was it like before you went into this?
Yeah. So, I had no experience to start off, like to answer your first question. Like I didn't, like saw other people do it like within DEC and FBLA. Cause those were, events that people did. So I kind of watched other people compete in them, like social media marketing and whatnot. So just had an idea. But then when I actually started getting serious was that when Ziad came to me about, you know, help, and then I'm like, okay, so where can I help out within that, within the company? And then I just kind of took on this social media role with Zane, of course, and just had to learn along the way. So, you know, I had, as you said, I hadn't thought about ever going to a career like that. But when the opportunity presented itself, I just kind of took it right away and started learning as much as I can. First off, I think the first post I ever made was from Panera Bread down in Woodinville, kind of looking up like the most used hashtags and trying to put in the comments and like stay tuned. Okay. Yeah. One of the big issues that I had was being enthusiastic. I mean, you know that, right? Yeah. I mean, and like trying to hype people up and stuff like that. I was never like the most enthusiastic person out there, but learning to like, that's some people are really attracted to that kind of mm-hmm. personality where you're hype up and exclamation marks within the word, like after sentences and that kind of stuff. So really learning those tricks of hashtags, exclamation, like enthusiasm, all really came within, like as I just jumped straight into it with no like previous knowledge.
Yeah, I actually like really like what you said there, because like you said, you didn't really have any experience, but then when the opportunity presented itself, you're like, I'll try. Like, why not? Like, honestly, like, especially like obviously at our age, we're kind of at this point where like we just have all this freedom to just try stuff, and if we fail at something specifically, it's okay, because like you can always
not
like,
very high risk.
Exactly, you can always get back up. And so I think I think that's something really important when it comes to trying something new. You got to realize like, literally like what's the worst that could happen is that you don't enjoy it or nothing really great comes out of it, but like you're not really actually going to ever like really hurt yourself. So I think that's something that I really liked about what you talked about. And so actually from your learning experience with social media marketing, did you like enjoy it, like even maybe early on or maybe later on, did you begin to enjoy it, or is it not something you enjoyed at all? Like how was your passion towards it?
As I told you at the beginning, I was hesitant because of the whole enthusiasm part. But as I worked towards it, you know, it's as you said, I began to really enjoy it, because once you start understanding something and how it works and how it functions and the algorithms and whatnot, it's like it becomes easy or it becomes fun for you because you know how to do it. Yeah. And what really like increased that fun, so to say, is kind of the PR and getting to talk with other people and trying to recruit like businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, I came and talked to you about photography, went to talk to people from my school, had to go meet with potential clients and whatnot. So really try beginning to get that real world experience within you know, the marketing mm-hmm. was just something that really became a lot more enjoyable because I know that I will be using this in the future. I presented to complete strangers in businesses right now, as of right now, like multiple times.
Yep.
So that's, I'm sure that's going to present itself like to be useful at some point in my future. So yeah, definitely became a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So like, obviously, so I think it's also something that's really important because like a lot of people think that like, you know what, I don't want to try this because I don't think I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But like sure. just from your story, I could see like there's so many stuff that like went into that social media marketing kind of position that you don't think of when you think of social media marketing. Like generally, I guess what comes to mind, what's come to mind for me at least, and like maybe it's what came into mind for you is like kind of just like those posts and that's it. Like you're just making these Facebook posts, these MySpace posts.
That's right.
If they even exist anymore. But like but like then obviously
a lot of it's staying active on the platforms as well. It's like you have to go and like other people's posts and comments and stuff like that, so
but then you once anyways and you already talked about but then you talked about how like you went on to go and talk to other people. You have like relationships with people with try to go talk to businesses as well, and that's kind of like a different part of the job that came along and that you didn't know about before. And so all these enjoyment stuff, like you don't know if you're gonna enjoy it unless you actually try it. I know a lot of people say this, but like I mean yours is an example because like there's so much stuff that was inside that job itself that you didn't expect before. So I have one last question. Maybe this is like a little stingy one. And also like, I guess it might be hard to answer, but were there any points during this, your social media marketing, I guess, career or whatever you want to call it, that you felt that you ended up failing at something or had like a learning experience at something where you messed up?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely. I mean, that's like, you could say like every week, to be honest. Depends on a really how you measure your growth, because to hold yourself accountable, you have to reach some goals by the end of the month or the week or whatever. And what we used to do is kind of see how many followers we've gained and the engagements, how many engagements we've gone throughout the week. Yeah. And if you don't stay active, if the posts aren't appealing to your customer base, then, you know, you don't get engagements and you don't get likes and you lose followers. And, you know, we like losing followers is something that happens on a weekly, even daily basis. That's like, I consider that, you know, I wouldn't say failure, like failure. Yeah. In the sense of the word, it is a failure, but you know, you never try to think of it as a failure cause that could really ruin your mindset. But you think of it as like a setback or kind of an obstacle that's yet to be overcome. Mm-hmm. And we've done that, you know, we went from like zero to, you know, 300 plus followers now just by purely staying active, and we've lost, probably the same amount we've gained, but it's kind of just, you know, sticking with it and, just trying to improve every week in, week out.
Yeah. I really like what you're saying about that. Like kind of just, you're just learning the whole time. And I think the best thing that someone can take out of anything that they do is that anything that you do is going to be a learning experience. If you succeed at it, you learn, okay, this is a great way to do this thing. But if you fail, you learn, okay, this is not a good thing. This is not a good way to do this, obviously at the like surface level, but also you learn some quick, some successful ways, you can analyze it. You can analyze what you've done and be able to identify what are the mistakes that you made and fix those. So I think I think it's really great. I really appreciate you kind of talking about that experience. And I think we can obviously flip that later if you want, and I can talk about my experiences, but, for now, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break. So, I think we'll see you guys in a few. Peace. And welcome back, guys, from the break. So obviously, Khalid has just absolutely illuminated us with some really, really helpful and really interesting experiences that he's had with social media marketing. And I think that his experience is kind of like this, like really good visual story, right? Like, I think you agreed, like, you kind of, because most people, they just hear like what you should be doing and kind of just the general, hey, make sure that you learn from your experiences, go try something new, right? But they never like hear these stories, and it's very, very hard to hear them from people in general, let alone people like, you know, your age, from like high schoolers and stuff like that. So it's definitely something really important. Also, I was going to ask you one more question. It's actually, this is just out of the blue. If you don't know how to answer this, it's fine. But did you find that your motivation to do social media marketing changed at any point? Like maybe in the beginning, you were super excited, and then maybe you hit like a pit or something like that, and then you found new engagement or something like that, or maybe in the beginning you were not excited. Like, is there any, your engagement towards it, like how you felt towards the actual?
So I wouldn't say my interest towards social media marketing in general changed, like whether I liked it or not. It's more of what I thought I wanted to do with my future career. Because, you know, as you said, when we were young, we're starting, you know, we just try a bunch of different things and we kind of take off with one of them. And I started out with social media for maybe a year or even a year and a half or something like that. And then we came to a point where we needed development because we needed to fast track building the app. So that's when I've taken multiple development classes in school. So I'm like, okay, let me just step up to that. And then, you know, we'll, I could take care of part of the social media with some help from other guys. And then I'll also help with the development. So, exactly. Yeah. So then I went into the development side, with some previous knowledge, but then of course I had to improve on that because the three previous, you know, Zed and Shrey have already been working on that for a year. They've already gotten to know like React Native and whatnot. So I had to like, catch up. But yeah, no, it's not necessarily that I hated marketing, that I just demanded I want to like work in something else. It's more like I, you know, I'm planning to go into CS for college. So that's like, okay, yeah, this would help me improve my skills for when I get to that point. And, you know, it's been like a year and a half now. So that's been pretty good. But yeah, no, definitely I wouldn't say I hated it. There's so much more to learn that I haven't yet, but I'm still kind of doing that now with you and Zane and trying to improve our marketing right now.
I really like how you're trying to be super polite to like, because social media marketing and stuff like that. And I'm sure you still enjoy it, but I think it's important to note that when you try something, sometimes you're just, because even though you enjoy it, maybe you're you're not as engaged with it as something else, like as you are with, like, for example, the development team, and you gotta take you forever. I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot to code an app, but that's not the point. The point is that, you know, it's you tried something new and you liked it. You didn't. It's not that you hated it or anything like that, but you just realized that you found something else that you liked even more. And that's completely fine with trying new stuff and just kind of throwing yourself out there and trying to do as much as you can. Throwing yourself out there. And I think that's something that, like, I like that from what you said. It really resonated with me, I would say. That's nice. wow, we're a toxic group. I'd actually... So now this is just like kind of like a conversational question. We can move away from you. I'm sorry. You're like our lab subject, right, or like our mouse. That's
I'm your lab bro right now.
Yeah. what are the things, like, are there like some checkpoints that you need to do that will, like, once you have hit these checkpoints, you have officially tried something? And it's not like in the sense like, hey, I went to the slopes, like when you went to try snowboard. Hey, I went to the slopes.
Don't even mention.
I put on the board. I've officially tried snowboarding. No, like, are there like certain guidelines that you have to have like attempted in order for it to be considered trying? Yeah. Or like, can you literally just walking in and looking at everything and then leaving be considered as trying?
That's actually such an interesting question that you're bringing up. Like, I've never thought about that question before, like ever. But now that you bring it up in our previous conversation, like from what I just said, it's kind of like, I think to try something, you have to try it until the first time you fail, basically, because you never know the extent or of how hard or how far you can go within a certain hobby, passion, or whatever until you reach that first stopping point that will stop you from going further. So, you know, I went snowboarding, you know, it was, if I was just perfect and like, you know, I was just going down the slope, like the biggest slope, and then with a snowboard and not falling at all, it was going to be like, okay, you know, I'll just go try another slope because, you know, I haven't, there's nothing like, it's just too easy. But, you know, of course that didn't happen. I went, kind of broke my back a little bit, then I quit. We don't have to talk about that, but it's kind of like I reached.
Look, I will,
what? You want to describe it? You want to describe it?
No, I will say I admire your resilience, nah, dude.
My back hurts so bad after
that. I would not be surprised if you had like a bruised tail.
Dude, you were like, you didn't know how hard I was, like how hard I was hitting. When you saw me fall from the snowboard, like onto the ice, you were like, wow, that's a hard fall. Like, how are you even falling that hard? I'm like, I don't know, dude.
I don't know, dude. It was crazy. That was wild. Imagine. So for me, I've been snowboarding since I was,
Life flex.
8 or 9 or something. I've been snowboarding for a while. And so it's more or less natural to me. I'm not great at it. I can snowboard down decent slopes. Exactly. And I can obviously brake and stuff like that. I thought it was going to be easy for her to try, and mind you, he was kind of hesitant to go.
I've never done snowboarding or sledding or not sledding. Sorry, snowboarding or skiing like ever until I was 17 when you took me. So like,
yeah, you're.
I'd say 17.
So you tried it, but the thing is, at least you tried it. Like, dude, you did not give up instantly. I think that's one of the most important things. You don't give up after the first. The first failure, but I don't think you don't give up in the after the first sign of hardship.
Yeah.
You give up once you don't even. I don't think you even give up. Yeah. You try it for an extended period of time. Once you feel that you've kind of gotten the grasp of, you know what it feels like to do this and whether or not you enjoy it.
Just in terms of your question what are the criteria that you need to like say that you've tried something? I think it's like to reach that first failure, but obviously, you know, you don't give up at that. But I think once you reach that point of failure, you're like, I've tried that thing. You could say like, oh, you know, I've reached that. But yeah, of course. Yeah. You say your point.
You've gotten sense. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, because for me, snowboarding, like, I don't know.
Straight away from snowboarding. Little kids were doing better than me. It's not important. Like,
it was really funny just watching like a little eight-year-old just ski by him, just go shit. It was hilarious. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But like, I think, would you say that you've gotten comfortable with trying new things, or would you say that you've gotten more comfortable trying new things with a show level discomfort, or would you say that you're like trying new things is still always a shock to you?
That's a tough question.
I can answer first. Yeah, if you
I mean, I'm just trying to like, the thing is trying new things, like it really depends. Like I don't know if I'm considered like a really big overthinker or whatnot, but you know, there's certain things that I know, like I wouldn't be comfortable with, that I probably still wouldn't try, but you know, when you convinced me and kind of bribed me into going freaking snowboarding, then, you know, I went. I think to your point, like once you start trying more things and getting comfortable than like the real world and whatnot, it becomes like, you know, I'm okay with trying this new thing, and I know it won't work out like for sure, because nothing ever goes perfectly, but you know, I'll try anyways.
Yeah. I'll also add to that. So like, obviously we've tried a lot of new things. I mean, just in the past year, we've done like so many new things with like startups and volunteers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I will say that for me, I don't feel super comfortable just trying anything new, but I have this sense of like just going and diving into the cold water, because I've just gotten used to the point that like, okay, if it's going to suck, it's going to suck. There's no point in drawing it out. Mm. So I've just kind of gotten used to trying new things full on basically, and kind of calming my nerves a little bit. So it's a little easier once you've kind of tried a lot of different new things. I don't think it's ever going to be super easy though, because you are trying new things, and you are kind of being shocked into a different routine maybe or something like that.
Talk to them about trying sushi, Yasin. I remember how I got you.
God. Yeah. Okay. So I got him into snowboarding caused him to bruise his tailbone. He made me go into sushi and made me find
satisfy your stomach. Like.
So yeah, you can tell this is a great friendship here. God. Trying new things, I think, is really important. Anyways, we really do have to go take a break right now. We are running very short on time. I wish we had more, but we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back with some really fun entertainment stuff. So, see you guys then. Guys, welcome back. We are nearing the end of our podcast, but before we finish, we have to have some fun right now. We got to talk about some interesting facts, and we got to, of course, give you our movie recommendation of the week. So I think, Khaled, I've made you talk a lot this week, episode. I've literally grilled you. So I'm going to make you talk once more. Oh, wow. I want you to go ahead and give us our entertainment fun fact of the week. Cool, probably not interesting and cool, but probably not helpful, probably useless fact of the week.
So, fact of the week, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a really good one. Okay, sorry, one sec.
It's fine, don't worry.
Yeah,
about
it's I can't. Okay, yeah, it wasn't
at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, it wasn't popping up for it wasn't updating for some reason, like live. Yeah,
that's so funny.
Do you want to start that over or do you just gotta
cut
it
out?
Okay,
just go ahead.
All right, movie recommendation of the week is the 2001 A Space Odyssey.
No. Pause.
Okay, what's up? The Stanley Kubrick. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Okay. All right. You said to say, what were you saying? Like, say the fun fact of the week.
Yeah.
All right. So the fun fact. All right. Let's. Do you want me to clap or something?
Take a pause. Okay. Just take a pause and then.
The fun fact of the week this week is one of my favorite directors, and I'm sure it's one of Yassine's favorite directors as well. His name is Stanley Kubrick, and Stanley Kubrick was a pioneer in cinema with the use of the Steadicam in the iconic shot in The Shining. If you guys haven't watched it, make sure you're mentally stable to watch it before watching it. And while he was a traditionally horror director, he has tried different genres. And Yassine, you wanna name? I mean, he made like a Clockwork Orange, you know, The Shining, and those are I'd say the same genre. And then there's one very special movie that falls a very special place in Yassine's heart.
Yeah, so we'll get to that, and we'll talk about why it's a different genre. But real quickly, he's also done a lot of, I think, one of the things why I have him here is because we're talking about trying new things and not being scared to fail. The guy has used so many new things in his movies, like new techniques, new technologies in his films. Like, you cannot gloss over that. In, like, The Shining, like, there's that iconic shot with the Steadicam. Yeah, with where he's following the little kid on
that's right.
That's super iconic Steadicam shot. Mind you, the Steadicam was used a lot in that film. Yeah, but that's a really iconic shot in that film.
Yeah,
I said shot in that film twice in a row. Surprising. All right, cool. Another thing that he did that was really cool, I thought, was he used this really cool illusion to make things look like they're floating in his movie of the week. Which is our movie of the week, I guess. 2001 Space Odyssey. Basically, what he did, which I thought was really cool, was he took like this really clear piece of glass and stuck to it a pen. So, like, he like taped it to it, and so he was moving the glass around, and it looked like it was floating to the camera because the glass is like you can see right through it. But it looked like the pen was floating, and that was really really interesting, a really cool technique that he used. But all in all, he's a really, really revolutionary director in terms of
ahead of his time,
style and techniques. Yeah, really is. But yeah, our movie recommendation of the week is 2001: A Space Odyssey. Came out in 1968. Got a lot of the physics in space right until the end, and kind of in the beginning. Like, the movie is just—it's really
revolutionary.
It's not something you've seen. Even like to this day, you've never seen it. That's how revolutionary it is. Yeah. So like, it's really crazy. Definitely go check it out. It's a great movie. It's pretty slow though, so
have some popcorn.
I would just say, yeah, have some popcorn ready and like reserve like 10 hours of your time because you're going to be thinking about it a lot.
10 to 15. Too. 10 to 15. I think that's
10 to 15 hours. 10 to 15. Yeah. Reserve the whole day. Honestly, just 24
probably.
Hours. Because you're going to be thinking about it afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, you might not sleep for like 2 other days, so maybe you want to postpone it for your like meetings or anything you have.
Guys, it's been so much fun. I've had so much fun making this episode. Khaled, did you have fun making this episode?
You know, I had a lot of fun being grilled.
I've had a lot of fun being grilled like that grilled chicken, huh? Guys, right. It's been really fun. We've had so much fun, obviously. So there's nothing left to say, but thank you for listening, And we hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Stay safe, stay happy. Peace and blessings.